I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove Conversations, talking about creative projects from the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Joining me at the Wood Stove House, Suzanne Mundock and Steve Carlson. We are here to talk about a new creative project that we're putting together called the 24-Hour Plays. And this project will be in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, sometime in the next couple of months. We're not going to officially announce this yet. So the three of us are working on this together, and we're trying to come up with, we're trying to orchestrate this thing called the 24-Hour Plays. But this isn't something that we came up with.
Well, I think the idea has been basically in the back of my mind for years. And I have a friend from college who was living in New York, and this is a long time ago, I guess, who rumor has it was involved in this project. So I looked up this, you know, what the 24-Hour Plays were, and it looked really exciting. I'm not an actor, I'm not a writer or a director, but putting on something like this and being involved in a project like this, the kind of the pressure and the excitement was something that interested me.
How long ago did you first hear about 24-Hour? You said you were in college, you're a college friend.
Yeah.
But was it like 2 years ago? Or
that was probably 6-7 years ago.
Wow. What was the spark?
I think it was just time to just do it. I think the thing might have been keeping me back was like I mentioned before, I don't have theater experience, but I think I can organize things and maybe just asking for it to happen, so to speak, might attract some people with particular skill sets and yeah, could help do it.
So where we are right now is that is in the recruiting stage. We should probably mention kind of the nutshell, Cliff's note, high level, 10,000 foot view. I'm trying to think of another cliche to describe that thing. So yeah, take a crack at it.
So in the evening, you've chosen all the people who are going to be involved. You have 6 directors, 6 writers, 20 so actors, producers, tech people, all that. Get together 8 p.m., say on an evening, and a Friday evening, let's say, and everybody gets to meet each other. Who is here? Who's assembled? Because not everybody's going to know each other. Actors take stage, announce their, you know, say their names, any particular skills they have. Say they can speak German or French or juggle or whatnot. And you take a picture of them.
They unicycle.
Unicycle, backflips,
whatever.
Something interesting. They disappear. You've got headshots of them. You're taking pictures of them. And then the directors also disappear. You've got the actors around a table, or all the, excuse me, directors or writers around a table. They look at the pictures of the actors, and they trade back and forth until they have the 3-4 actors that they feel comfortable writing for.
So it's like baseball cards, or
it's
like Wall Street,
right?
They're trading,
and I think
they're fighting.
One could only hope to be there to watch what happens, because you know, everybody might be happy with whatever they get, but somebody might be 2-3 people.
I need an elderly woman.
Exactly. But they're not. Yeah. Which would kind of betray that they already have an idea of some kind of play that they want to do, because that's the thing. You know, you have all of a sudden you've landed with 3 actors. What are you going to do? So then they have to stay up all night and write a play. 10-15 minutes.
And we should preface this with that it's six plays.
6 plays, right?
Because I totally missed that for the first 8 months I thought about this. That it's not one play.
You thought it was one big play.
I thought it was a play. I thought it was like a half hour.
So it's 6 10-minute plays.
6 10-minute plays.
Yeah.
Or whatever they can write. You know, you'd hope that you get 10 minutes. Depending on the crisis that the writer goes through over the night, it might only be 1 minute.
Yeah.
But I'm...
Well, since we're recruiting right now, we should probably not overstate that it's a crisis.
Yeah. it's very easy.
As the writers explore through the gentle night, their play.
Exactly.
As they let the play emerge from them with ease.
As the sun comes up.
As the sun comes up and they're writing the last line.
They get to, this thing gets to flower as the sun comes up in the east.
Okay, yes.
All right, so then they write that, they write whatever piece they're going to put together. They hand that off to the producers. Producers photocopy it. The writers get to leave. They may be able to say what their vision is.
Do they meet with the director?
We could do it either way.
But there's no rule. I was just thinking it would be kind of cool if the directors came in and said, here's, you know, sat with the writer and the writer, they read the script and the director said, okay, you know, I'm digging that.
But I think I've always been telling people that.
That
the writers meet the directors and the writers get to say.
No, I'm totally down with that.
This is what's going on.
I've told people that too.
The only thing that might keep that from happening is that the writer's done. The writer's done is like, I got to go home.
Right. It's 4 o'clock.
Go photocopy this. And it takes you, you know, half hour to photocopy everything. So they may not want to hang out. But
that's fine.
Who links the directors with the plays?
The directors then.
They choose?
I mean, it's another baseball card deal. So they get an hour. They read all the plays. And then the directors are going to sit down and say, this is the play for me.
Oh.
This is the play for me. I want this play. What do you guys think? And then everybody say, hey, no problem. You take that one. That director is golden.
Hope.
That director can leave.
Or you can put them all in a hat and have them draw.
Yeah, I think you give them a little choice, and then you hope that everything works out. So you know, maybe you have three directors that want one play.
So we don't pair the directors and the writers before the...
No, it's they have that choice there. And so once the director has chosen the play and everybody's happy with what they have, they may not be happy, but that's what they have. They have an hour to just kind of meditate with what their vision is for the play. Then the actors come in and they get to work. During that time, they have studio space where they can rehearse without any disruptions. During the day, they'll have some time on the main stage. While all that's happening, the producers and the tech people and whoever else is in the background is trying to make things happen. Mm-hmm. And then curtain comes up at 7 p.m., 6:30.
So we are coordinating this and making sure that people have things and are as comfortable as they can be. It's 24-hour period, but really it's just the crazy producer people who are committed for that length
of time.
For the
total 24 hours.
Yeah, the writers work through the night. The directors and the actors basically show up early Saturday morning. The tech people would show up early Saturday morning as well.
Right.
The bulk of the people. All but the writers essentially get there Saturday morning.
I'd say the tech people also maybe the previous day just to...
Oh, they should... Everybody should be there that night.
Well, I think maybe the tech people probably work too.
Oh, they might work through the night.
Put some stuff together.
Yeah.
Or the staging, but that probably doesn't take that much time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably takes a long time.
It probably takes 3 days.
I think it'll be very easy.
It's like it's like a Pink Floyd
it'll
concert.
It'll all fall together.
You know, they send the truck out a week in advance to start setting up the stage, and we're like, they can do it at midnight. That's fine. Just wheel it in. Wheel it in, Bob. Set it up in the back. We're fine. None of us are theater people.
No. So. None of us, but we are armed with some guidance from the national group or the organization
that
owns this concept from whom we have a license
and a good understanding of how one can actually pull this off. Plus the people that we've talked to so far who are going to be part of this at this point are very very experienced theater people. Just so everybody knows, it's going to be a great night.
That's right.
You know, with all these great people. But we're not going to say who's involved.
And for some reason, they have lots of faith in us by saying yes, knowing we're not theater. Do they know we're not theater people?
The people who are signing up?
Yes.
I think they know that.
I really am looking forward to seeing what happens with all this. When you have that many creatives and energetic people who want something to happen, it's going to be quite an experience for people involved. And then the people who come to enjoy the productions, I think that'll come through. And I think Yeah. It has a lot of potential.
And you said that 20, like in New York City and places like that, very well-known actors do these 24-hour plays, right?
Yeah, all sorts of groups are producing these. You have the that ultra-professional theater crew in New York City that's doing it, but they also have, you know, high schools are doing it, mm-hmm. all sorts of groups. And then you have our group.
Everybody's doing it.
Yeah. Everybody's doing it. And you have our group, which is a mix of professional theater people and people who, you know, quote unquote, have a day job that are also theater people.
So as of right now, there's it's coming in within a couple of months. Look for that. We're settling on a location in the next week or two. And I would say watch for things by the end of September, beginning of October. That's when all the official announcements will be made. And we'll see what happens. 24-hour plays. It's for more information about the official 24-hour plays, visit 24hourplays.com. Watch for more information about this, Lancaster's very own 24-hour plays at woodstovehouse.com in the next couple weeks.
Around the Wood Stove is a production of the Wood Stove House. Find us on the web at woodstovehouse.com.
Must you always be such a smarty pants?